A guy that expels Shifcha Zerah from Yisrael, that Shifcha Zerah is Tameh. If Yisrael had relation with a guy, and the guy subsequently expelled the Shifcha Zerah, that Shifcha Zerah would be Tameh, since the Shifcha Zerah comes from a Yisrael. Now the Gaia herself would not become Tameh, as the Gaia cannot become Tameh, but the Shifcha Zerah is Tameh, as the Shifcha Zerah of Yisrael is an Avatumah. Bat Yisrael supposed to Shifcha Zerah me'erve kochavim tahara. But a Bat Yisrael that had relations with a guy, and she subsequently expelled the Shifcha Zerah from the guy, that Shifcha Zerah is tar, as the Shifcha Zerah of a guy is not Tameh. Ha'isha shishim shabesu, v'yorda v'tavla, v'lo kibda es habayis, k'ilu lo tavla. A woman that had relation with her husband, and she went down to mikvah to immerse herself. And before she went to the mikvah, she did not sweep the bayis, meaning to say that she did not clean out all the shifcha zera from her sister. In such a case, it's as if she never immersed herself in the first place, meaning to say that the immersion did not help, because after she immerses herself, she will most likely expel some of the shifcha zera, and that shifcha zera will be matame her, she would have a din of a bowel's carrier. So therefore, the woman, before going to the mikvah, she should clear out the shifcha zera. So therefore, after she goes to the mikvah, she would not expel any of the shifcha zera. She would not subsequently become tummy. Bowel carrier should tava for lo hito et amayim. Kishe yito et amayim tummy. A bowel carrier that he immersed himself, and he did not urinate before he immersed himself. When he urinates after he immersed himself, he would become tummy. It's most likely a little bit of the semen that's still left in him would come out with the urination, he would again be a bowel carry, and the immersion that he did would not have helped. He would have to immerse himself again. Rabbi Yossi, I remember Chaylo v'zakin tame, b'yeled v'bari tar. Rabbi Yossi says it depends. If the bowel carry was a Chaylo, somebody who was sick, or a zakin, somebody who was old. In such a case, if he didn't urinate before he immersed himself, when he urinates after he immerses himself, he would be tame. And probably not all the semen came out in the first place. Therefore, a little bit of semen is left in him, and when he urinates, that semen comes out, and he would be tame. But if the bowel carrier was a yelet and a bari, somebody who is young and well, in such a case, even if he does not urinate himself before he immerses himself, he would be tar, as since he is a yelet and a bari, probably all the semen came out in the first place, there's no semen left, so even though he did not urinate before he went to the mikvah, he would be tar. Anida that inserted money into her mouth, and she went down to immerse herself while the money was still in her mouth. Tahira me tumasa. Avotmeahi al gabraika. Once she immersed herself, she becomes tar from her tumah. She's no longer Anita, and she is mutter to her husband. But she is tame because of the spit, the saliva, that is on the money. The saliva that's on the money will be mitami her even after she exits the mikvah, and she will become a rishon latumah. She won't be Anita anymore, but she will become a rishon latumah. And the saliva of a nida is metame b'maga u'b'masa, by touching and by caring. And normally, if she didn't have money in her mouth, the saliva in her mouth is considered part of her growth. It would not be metame her. But in this case, since some of the saliva got on the coin, so it's no longer considered part of the growth, so when she exits the mikvah, that saliva that's on the coin will be metame her again. Now, even though inside her mouth is considered beis hastar, a private place in which the water of the mikvah does not have to enter her mouth to be mitar her. But she could become tame from the saliva that's inside her mouth, and even though you don't have to allow the mikvah water to get into your mouth, you'd still be tar. But if there's saliva inside your mouth, since it's on the coin and it's no longer part of her body, that saliva will be mitame her. She will become a rishon latuma. Nasna sara b'fiyah. A woman who is tame wants to immerse herself in the mikvah. And when she immerses herself in the mikvah, she puts some of her hair in her mouth, and the water does not touch that part of the hair that's in her mouth. Kapsayada. Or she tightly closes her fist, so the water does not get into that part of her hand. Korsa sitsosau. Or she presses her lips together, so the water does not touch that part of her lips. Ki'ilu lo tavla. If she immerses herself in that way, it's as if she did not immerse herself at all, as Chazal learned out from the pasuk that the water has to touch every part of her guf, including her hair. So therefore, since the water did not touch parts of her guf, in the first case it didn't touch part of her hair, and in the last two cases it didn't touch part of her body, she would not be tar when she immerses herself. She would have to immerse herself again. Somebody who holds on to a person or to a utensil and immerses the person or the utensil while he is holding on to that person or the utensil, the person or the utensil would remain tamei, the immersion would not be mitaret. The reason being is because there is a chatzita, the water did not touch every part of the person or the kli. Since he is holding on to the person or the kli, the water did not get to that spot, so therefore the immersion does not work. But if the person who is holding on to the adam or the kli, he washes his hand in the mikvah and then holds on to the person or the kli, in such a case, the immersion would work. There would be no chatzita in this case. And since he first dunked his hand in the mikvah and only then held on to the person or the kli, the water that's on his hand would be considered a connection to the water of the mikvah. There is no chatzita, and the tefillah would work. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Yerapa Kadesh Yavo Behemai. Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to dunk your hand in the mikvah before you hold on to the person or the kli. You simply have to loosen your grip a little bit in order to allow water to get in between your hand and the person or the kli that you are immersing in the mikvah. While according to the Tanakhama, to loosen your grip would not be enough, as we're afraid you would not loosen your grip enough to allow the water to get in. So therefore, the Tanakhama says you first dunk your hand in the water of the mikvah and only then hold on to the person or the kli. The inside of a person and the creases in a person's skin does not require that the mikvah water get inside there. Even if the mikvah water did not get inside the person's mouth or ear or nose or inside the crease of his skin, he will still be tar. The immersion would be a good immersion. And Chazal learned out from the pasuk that the water only has to get on the outside of the person, not on the inside. So therefore, in such a case, if the water did not get into the base of Storm or the base of Kmatim, the person would be tar.